This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And your well-being. That's the focus of Dr. Jack Stockwell up now.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. And once again, I want to bring something to you. I think that it's important, but it's important because these are the questions that I often get that I try to answer on the show here with the Doug Steffen Good Day Health Show. The things that are most commonly asked, and one of them is the importance of sleep. I was talking to a patient yesterday or the day before, whatever it is, and I said, you know, some of the things that we want to consider here, because we were talking about shoes. What kind of shoes do we want? Or what kind of shoes are best, not just for the feet. I mean, when we think of shoes, we think of, well, what's comfortable for the foot? But remember, the foot is supporting everything from there up to the hair, if you have any hair left. And it's not just the feet that need to be addressed by the shoes that you're picking or deciding what to wear. You know, there's obviously the stylish aspect of it. But those shoes are supporting your legs. You're supporting the low back. They're supporting the upper back. They're supporting the shoulders. And so I think we need to do a show here before too much longer on that very concept. But when we were talking about shoes, I said, you know, here's you spend a third of your life in your bed, and a third of your life on your feet, and then another third of your life is some combination of those two. And so the consideration that you give to the quality of a pillow and the quality of a mattress is the same consideration when you're out there shopping for some shoes, if you can let its functionality be as important as the stylish presentation. Now, the body requires so many hours from one person to the next for sleep and for rest. And so that's what I want to address in the show today is the importance of sleep. I mean, we all know, I mean, there's no denying that a good night's sleep is as important to our overall well-being as what we choose to eat. And if you're the type who burns the candle at both ends, you know, you risk developing some serious sleep disorders. And if you consume too many calories, you put yourself at greater risk of shorter sleep durations. And so that's kind of what I want to address here, because sleeping well rejuvenates the body as well as your mind. And the experts who talk about this all the time agree that getting enough sleep obviously helps us to function at our best. I mean, we have a better handle on our emotions. We have a better handle on surprise moments during the day that might trigger some kind of an anxiety. If we're in a situation where we're trying to learn something or being introduced to something new, we have a much better chance of that new information coming to us, staying put in our brains, if our brains have had enough rest prior to that. I think we all understand, especially with our teenagers, our high school students, that, you know, burn the candle at both ends when they're studying for midterms or they're studying for the finals. The advice I usually give them, because I have a large pediatric practice as well as adults, is that, yes, I understand that you've got to get these grades. You want the SAT or the ACT scores to be where they are to get into the school or the scholarship or whatever you're looking for. But the night before the exam, you can't be burning the candle till 2 or 3 or 4 in the morning trying to cram in that last little bit of knowledge. You do that the previous night. The night before, you want a good 6, 7, 8, maybe 9 to 10 hours of sleep, of restful sleep, to let your brain process what you've been cramming. But that applies to the rest of our lives. Some of us have very stressful jobs. Some of us have stressful relationships, whatever it is. And when we just kind of try to let those things take care of ourselves, that's when the insomnia seems to be the worst. The two major sleep disorders that most people face are insomnia and sleep apnea. And both of them can result from a lack of good nutrition. Insomnia, of course, is characterized by the inability to fall or to stay asleep, while sleep apnea is where we have the pauses in breathing during the night. Sometimes those pauses can be scary for as long as they are, and then there's this big gasp of air as the brain is saying, okay, that's enough, I got to have some oxygen. And those who suffer from sleep apnea may not even be aware of some of the gaps in their breath, and as a result, they're likely to snore a great deal. And so we have this huge market out there for CPAPs and the different kinds of breathing equipment that's in the marketplace. When a few changes in nutrition can make a big difference, whether we're suffering from insomnia or whether we're suffering from sleep apnea. And a lot of times, especially when I'm talking to patients I've been taking care of for years, and I start talking about when they ask me, I need better sleep. I go to sleep around 10, 10:30, 11. I wake up around 2 or 3, and then I'm up for 2 hours before I can go back to sleep again. And what do I need to do about this? And when I start talking about nutrition, they're looking for something else. They're looking for that magic pill. And as a result, they're missing the point of what's important here. And that's what I want to hit. Is what's important here. Now, you're listening to Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. I'm also at forbiddendoctor.com. I'm talking about the importance of sleep and the two major aspects of sleep that disturb most of our rest period during the night. And at this point, I want to bring in this role of nutrition because, you know, the first question they ask me is how's bad nutrition related to these debilitating disorders? I think I eat well, or I eat the way you've been telling me to eat, but the quality of your sleep can easily be affected by the kinds of foods that you're eating and how much you're eating, and even more importantly, what time you're eating. But there's a lot of other factors that can play a role in your eating habits, how they affect sleep patterns. But what I want to do is to educate on the principles of a healthy diet and helping separate some food facts from food myths, I think might be the important part of this show. And the number one consideration is caffeine. And because when it comes to certain foods, it keeps us awake. Now, caffeine is always the prime suspect. But did you know that coffee isn't the only source of caffeine on the market? I mean, you can find caffeine hiding in ice cream. Oh, yeah, you bet it is. It's in chocolate. It's in tea, it's in energy beverages, it's in the non-cola sodas, it's in sunflower seeds, it's even in decaf coffee. Now, decaf coffee has caffeine in it. The way the food labeling laws work is if the caffeine is at a certain level, then you can say, you know, that it's non-caffeine or it's decaf. The way that they make decaf coffee is they don't, and I'm sure you probably know this, they don't grow decaf beans. They just put coffee through its normal process, and then they soak it in a certain fluid solution that leaches the caffeine out of the bean or out of the grind or whatever process they're using. Then they decant off that solution that has the extra caffeine in it, and what's left is a decaffeinated coffee, but it still has caffeine. They can't get it all out of there. My point is that steaming cup of coffee, you know, is usually the perfect answer for someone getting up with a drowsy morning. But if you're consuming more than 2 to 4 cups a day, then there's going to be a problem. Or if before you go to bed, you indulge in a little bit of chocolate, or you indulge in a scoop of ice cream. Now, how is caffeine in ice cream? Because a lot of the flavorings that go into ice cream, especially chocolate, which happens to be the number one choice for ice cream, not vanilla, chocolate, it has caffeine in it. And so that little scoop of ice cream or the 2 or 3 tablespoons of ice cream, you're putting caffeine into the body at the time you're going to bed. Now, these aren't, you know, great choices if you're unable to sleep through the night. If you have some sleep disorder on top of the nutrition aspect of what I'm talking about, then consuming caffeine is only going to move you into the wrong direction. And the bottom line here is, well, what time, Doc, do I have to stop drinking my coffee? Don't drink after 3 p.m. It takes about 6 to 8 hours for the liver to clear caffeine from the bloodstream once you've had a dose of caffeine, regardless of its source, whether it's coffee or chocolate or some of the other things that are caffeinated. And it's surprising that some of the energy drinks that people will drink during the day to keep themselves going, because they get caught up in that caffeine loop, have a lot more caffeine in it than a cup of coffee does. And if they're working a swing shift or they're working later in the day and they just need that little extra push to get them through and they pick up an energy drink, they're going to have enough caffeine in that drink that it'll probably take till 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning before the liver clears that caffeine out of the bloodstream. So it's something to keep in mind as far as caffeine or any caffeine intake. I was going to say coffee, but any caffeine intake. Try to make the last one at 3 o'clock. Don't go past 3 o'clock, and even earlier would be better, because by the time you go to bed, caffeine in the bloodstream should be pretty low. Another one that's just as important as caffeine to consider when you are trying to take a nutritional approach to better sleep is sugar. Now, here's another food that helps perk you up, but in the long run, it's going to have a very negative effect and impact on your sleep, because sugar rushes and sugar crashes are a very real thing. And when we've eaten some sugar, we feel up. But once it's gone, we suddenly feel tired and we want a nap. And while this may seem like a great way to get sleep at night, there's a problem. And it's different from the one that we have with caffeine. And with sugar, you're going to get a big rush of insulin. And that insulin then takes the sugar out of the bloodstream, and then that's when you get the crash. That's why mid-morning snacks or afternoon snacks of sugar to keep you going when you're working. People who are very physically active, construction people, manufacturing people, usually don't have a problem with this. But it's the other people that I want to address that I'm going to talk about here in just a few moments. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and when we continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next, I want to hit the very most important part about sugar. We'll be right back.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that that the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com and also forbiddendoctor.com. I'm not the forbidden doctor. Mary, my wife, and our head nutritionist is not the forbidden doctor. The forbidden doctor is just simply that healing force that's inside of you, that built you, that keeps you running without a second thought, that controls when you stand up and walk across the room, the hundreds of muscles that are involved with you standing, walking, and sitting that you never give a thought to. That's the forbidden doctor. Now, why is it forbidden? Because Big Pharma forbids you to know about this influence inside the body that can heal you. Because remember, all healing is self-healing. Nobody heals anybody. The emergency room might save your life, heart attack, stroke, car accident, whatever else, but they didn't heal you. When you lacerate your hand because you weren't careful with a knife, the body heals that. You break a bone. The doctor didn't heal that bone. You heal that bone. That's the forbidden doctor that I'm talking about. And when you take care of that forbidden doctor, of course, is going to take care of you. And that's where what I want to talk about relative to sugar, because sugar, as you well know, adds calories to your diet. They're empty calories. There's no nutrition in sugar. It's just calories. There's no vitamins. Now, I'm talking about processed sugar. Now, if you chew on a piece of sugar cane, that's different. There's minerals in there. There's vitamins in there. There's enzymes in there. But who goes around chewing on a piece of sugar cane? Most of our sugar is in our drinks. It's in our food. It's something we put on our morning cereal or in our coffee. That kind of sugar has no nutrition whatsoever. It's just calories. And if you consume sugar before bed just to get to sleep, you'll soon find that your pants, of course, are getting a little bit tighter around the waist. Taking sugar before you go to bed is the worst thing you can do, because that sugar is going to be fat by the time you wake up in the morning. That's another whole story as to why that's the case. But for some people, it can lead to some slow weight gain, even obesity, which is associated then with sleep apnea, one of the two major sleep disturbances that I was talking about. Now, while I'm not stating that all people with larger weights are waists are obese, I don't mean that at all. There's a very fine line anymore between being overweight and being seriously overweight. The numbers kind of change from time to time, but it's a vicious cycle. Weight gain is. First it's 10 pounds, then it's 20, and before you know it, the scale is showing you 40 pounds heavier than your ideal weight, and you wonder, where in the world did this come from? And it usually comes on slowly. And, of course, not all overweight people become overweight or obese for the same reasons. There's hormones, there's lifestyle changes, a range of other issues that I don't have time or space here to address that can also play a role. But the bottom line is that excess weight can contribute to your inability to sleep during the night. And sugar is not going to help. This doesn't only mean candy and sweets. Any food can be turned into a sugar that's a carbohydrate, because that's what carbohydrates are, sugar. Whether it's broccoli or whether it's a Snickers bar, by the time those both are digested and into the bloodstream, they're sugar. And you think, well, no, that's not possible. Yeah, it is. If it didn't come from a face, if what you're eating did not have a face or come from a face, like, you know, cream or butter, those things, it's a carbohydrate. Carbohydrates break down into glucose in the bloodstream. Glucose in the bloodstream raises insulin. Elevated insulin is difficult to be able to get a good night's rest when you go to sleep with elevated insulin in the bloodstream. So what do you do about it? Is there something you can eat before you go to bed that's not sugar that might help you with a little bit of hunger? We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show. Coming up next, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russia says diplomatic ties with the United States could be damaged past the point of no return if the United States designates Moscow a state sponsor of terrorism. Russian media citing a top Russian official warning against an effort in the United States Senate to put the designation on Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. Consumer sentiment is improving slightly. The University of Michigan's early reading for August edged up 5 points from its all-time low in June. The survey's expectations index improved, especially among low- and middle-income consumers. Continued declines in energy prices helped ease the overall inflation outlook. Still, nearly half of all consumers blame inflation for lowering their standard of living. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. The mayors of New York City and Washington, D.C. are asking for additional federal resources. This after Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott started sending busloads of illegal immigrants to their cities. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd says the Biden administration will not take action.
The facts clearly show that this president has no ceiling on what is going to continue to cross the border illegally, and it continues to frustrate us as agents. It continues to frustrate law enforcement.
Not having access to paid leave cost a worker an average of $815 during the pandemic if they missed work. That's according to the Urban Institute. It worked with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation on a report that also noted a huge gap in pay before the pandemic compared to during the health crisis. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Lots of great things are going on from his research department, and he's going to spend time talking about them with you today.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, and I'm talking about the two major causes of sleep disruption. And as important as your choices of food are to your overall health, obviously, the importance of a good night's rest fits right into that as well. And I've been talking about some of the things that can disturb a good night's sleep. And before the break, I was talking about sugar, carbohydrates. That is not going to help with sleep. If you have to have a snack before bed, you want to eat something small, something healthy, such as a handful of raw nuts, not roasted nuts. I know how delicious roasted nuts are. I know how delicious roasted almonds are. With the seasoning that's on them, or honey-roasted peanuts. I have to stay away from that. I'd eat a whole bag if I'm not careful. I'm talking about raw nuts, because when you roast a nut, you change the fat-protein makeup inside that nut. I know, again, as I said, how good they taste, but raw nuts can taste really good, especially if you get them from a good organic source. So the bottom line, if you have to have a snack before bed, you want to eat something small and healthy, like a handful of nuts or some cheese. Because that's how, both of these are high in protein. They're low in carbohydrates. They're high in protein. And you'll find that that can make a big difference in the digestive pattern while you're sleeping. Now, physiologists have identified the liver as having over 600 identifiable functions. And if you're going to do a liver panel as far as a blood test is concerned, there are a lot of different tests that can be performed trying to figure out what's going on with your liver if you had some kind of a dysfunction. But the two major functions of the liver is either the digestion of food or cleaning up the blood. It can do both at the same time, but one of them is going to dominate. Now, what makes the liver energy dominating, the dominant energy source of the liver or efforts to be digestion? Well, obviously eating. And if you have a sizable meal before you go to bed, the liver is going to spend its time during the night digesting that food. It's producing heat. It's interrupting energy levels throughout the entire body, right down to the cells. If, in fact, you go to bed, on the other hand, with not very much food in your stomach at all, the liver is going to be spending its time cleaning up the blood during the night. And what's it cleaning up? Well, it's cleaning up the stuff that got into the blood as a result of digestion earlier in the day, things that you were breathing in, materials that you were drinking, whether it's just good, clean old, purified well water or something like that, or alcohol, whatever. The liver has to work to clean this up so that by the time the next day gets started, your bloodstream is as clean as it can be. And so if the liver is spending time during the night cleaning up the blood, you're going to wake up with more energy. You're going to have better sleep because there's going to be less digestive disturbances. But if it's been digesting food all night long, you're going to maybe wake up a little more tired than when you went to sleep. And this is a very common thing that happens all the time. One other thing that just came to mind besides caffeine and sugar is spicy stuff. I love spicy food. I love spicy Italian food. I love spicy Thai food. I love spicy Mexican food. And living out here in the Intermountain West, Mexican restaurants are about as common as 7-Eleven. And some of them are very, very good. In fact, I know they're very good because they usually dominate my food choices outside of the house. If you have spicy food, or if you suffer from GERD or acid indigestion, if you're eating spicy foods earlier in the day, you'll find out you have less problems with GERD or acid reflux than if you eat spicy foods later at night. And there's other acid-inducing foods that aren't necessarily a very wise decision at all, besides the spicy foods that you have choices with different kinds of restaurants. And there's a lot, there's snack foods that can be very spicy. And while I like certain kinds of jerky as a protein source, almost every piece of jerky has brown sugar as a part of the flavoring or the preserving of that meat. So that just came to mind as well because somebody asked me about that not too long ago, if beef jerky was a good alternative for snack foods. Well, it's a lot better than potato chips. You know, it's a lot better than a lot of the overly processed carbohydrates out there, but usually it'll have too much sugar. But at least it's protein-based. And protein takes longer to digest in the system than carbohydrates do. So when you're having protein, if you have to have something before you go to bed, it's going to take almost the rest of the night for it to digest at a much slower rate than if you take a lot of carbs. Now, remember, carbs are basically sugars. And the more processed that carbohydrate is, the quicker the sugar is released from it. And the quicker sugar gets into the bloodstream, the greater your energy levels become. And you just don't need to be energized during the night when you're sleeping. And I think you can follow me on this because I think it's just basically common sense. And so if you are suffering from GERD or acid reflux, they obviously will maximize the sleep disorder problem that I mentioned earlier, and it can greatly rob you of a good night's sleep. Digestive disorders in general can always interfere with healthy sleep patterns. So I would recommend that if you're having digestive disorders, I would recommend you find a holistic practitioner, not a drug-oriented practitioner, because they're just going to give you drugs, and that's not the answer to digestive problems. It might be the answer to the immediate symptom of digestive problems, but it's not the overall answer to heal and cure the digestive problem. So you need to find a holistic practitioner, especially one who is familiar with GAPS, G-A-P-S, both my wife, Mary, and I are GAPS certified practitioners. We were trained by Dr. McBride herself. And what GAPS is simply, it stands for Gut and Psychology Syndrome. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and we're talking about different things that we can do to contribute and some things we might want to miss in our daily practice as far as getting the body in a condition to be ready for a good night's sleep. And I've talked about caffeine, I've talked about sugar, and spices, but it leads to digestive disorders as well. And so by digestive disorders, I'm not talking about just GERD or acid reflux. I'm talking about irritable bowel syndrome. I'm talking about colitis, Crohn's, various kinds of disorders that can definitely rob you of a good night's sleep. If these things are going on, the caffeine will contribute to worsening those problems. Sugar certainly will, and spicy foods will. And so if you're having some kind of digestive disorder, find a holistic practitioner, especially one who knows something about GAPS. GAPS is simply the process of rebuilding the wall of the gut by a diet that you follow that initially is only about 3 to 5 days. Some of my patients have been surprised when I tell them that the wall of the small intestine and the wall of the colon is rebuilt every 3 to 5 days. And they, you know, they're kind of taken aback by that by a little bit. And I said, well, let's just use your mouth as an example, or your tongue. You drink something that's just a little bit too hot, and you burn your tongue, and it's just sore. Oh, my gosh, why did I do that? I should have checked. But what happens just a few hours later? What happens by the next day? The pain's gone. The tongue is healed. Some people that have a malaligned mandible, your jawbone, and they find themselves sometimes biting their own tongue or biting the inner cheek, which can be a very painful thing when it happens. But within a day or two, the pain's gone and it's healed. Why? Because as we eat our foods, the fiber content, the rough aspect of the food is constantly brushing against the mouth, against the esophagus, against the walls of the stomach. Even though a lot of digestion begins in the stomach, by the time that material gets into the gut, it's washing against the walls of the gut, and it's taking off the inner layer of the gut wall. Now, depending on what you're eating, that gut wall may not be able to heal. So GAPS introduces an early program for about 3 to 5, maybe 7 days, where that gut wall, you're still being fed, but the gut wall has a chance to rebuild itself. And so when I have people, patients I take care of that have continuing ongoing sleep problems, and we've eliminated caffeine, we have eliminated sugars, we have eliminated other kinds of disturbing things that might be interrupting the sleep, then we have to go after the gut wall itself, because it may be letting materials through the gut wall into the bloodstream that affect nervousness and anxiety during the day, sleeplessness during the night. And all of this comes under the umbrella of giving the body what it needs to take care of and heal itself. While we are very concerned with good nutrition and making sure that we try to get organic as best we can, least processed foods as best we can, so that the nutrition Mother Nature put into it is still there, sleep on top of that is just kind of like the icing on the cake. So foods that are high in protein are a better choice for your meals anyway. And if you can avoid refined and processed foods in general, you'll find yourself sleeping a lot better. People who consume fewer empty calories and more proteins and healthy fats tend to sleep longer anyway, because it takes longer for your body to get energy out of fat than it does to get it out of sugar. So if you make it a habit to eat healthy during the day, you know, odds are a healthy night's sleep is is going to follow as the night follows the day. And that is what Mother Nature picked to store energy. There's twice as much energy in a gram of fat than there is in a gram of sugar or a gram of protein. And so when we get a little extra sugar into the system during the day or before bed, that the body does not require that energy, the body will turn it into fat. But when we eliminate those things from our diet or cut way back and we just concentrate more on dense protein and healthier fats, not only do you have an even release of sugar throughout the, or an even release of energy throughout the day because fat burns slowly, but you'll also find healthier night's sleep is going to follow those kinds of food choices. So, and this isn't something you just jump in immediately. It's baby steps like everything else. So after the coming break, I'm going to be joining Doug Steffen live here to finish out our week's show. I always enjoy talking with Doug, as I mentioned many times. But you can hear all of our Good Day podcasts and Dr. Ken Kronhaus as well as myself at gooddayhealthshow.com. And you can listen to my podcast at forbiddendoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. Stick around for Doug and myself to wrap up this week's program.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 99 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The concept of good news, the concept of helping people, that's higher in the list of priorities of Dr. Jack Stockwell. He's here on Good Day Health. He is, what I put two words together there, Jack. He's here. He's here. He's here and now. So, Ashton Kutcher, the actor, has told a story that this autoimmune disease, that is disorder that's called vasculitis, he had. He couldn't speak. I was just thinking I wasn't going to. Well, yeah, I think I should bring this up with you as I slurred my own words there for a moment. The idea that he might have something that is very rare. In your mind, this is an autoimmune disorder that perhaps could be the result of getting shots. Yes?
Well, that's one of the number one side effects that are being reported worldwide, is the irritation to the lining of the blood vessels. Vasculitis simply means that. Itis is an inflammation, and vascu referring to the vascular system. Primarily the arterial system. Doesn't seem to be so much a problem with the venous, the blood return.
Mm-hmm.
But the blood vessels that are carrying the oxygen to the cells, arteries, the arterioles, the capillaries, clotting, just massive clotting, and it's the inflammation to the lining of the blood vessel that is leading to the clotting problem, and especially what we're seeing with myocarditis and pericarditis in people 20, 30 years much younger getting those problems now over the last 2 years than they have for a long time. So it depends on who's going to take the risk. There's more and more doctors coming forward now saying, hey, listen, if we just look at our own research that's being published, these mRNA vaccines are leading to serious irritation and inflammation of the blood vessels. Now, someone's going to come along and say, no, it's autoimmune. Someone else is going to say, well, we need to look at this a little closer.
Speaking of looking at things closer, here's a way for you to get healthy the right way, losing weight, keeping it off. Dr. Jack brought to you in part by Calitrin. Calitrin is the weight loss formula that has no stimulants, no drugs. What it does have are three of the building blocks of life that help you put your body back into order after you've lost a lot of weight. Aloe vera. Jack loves collagen protein, digestive enzymes, all part of the mix here of this product. It's made in our country. It's been trusted as a way to fix the weight problem for 25 years. 86% success rate. That's what people report to the company. They don't have to, but they do because they're so satisfied. So take a shot at this yourself. If you're trying to lose weight and keep it off, go to toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin. Toploss.com. Use Doug as the discount code. You get free shipping. 90 days of the product free. The dog days of summer sale continue, and it sure as heck is the dog days of summer. Check it all out. Lose the weight, keep it off the natural way with Calitrin at toploss.com. So, the idea that processed foods is hurting your brain, something that has come out this past week from the Alzheimer's Association, this is no news, though, is it? Really?
No. Anytime, every step that we take to make something last on the shelf, in the sense of shelf life, we have to remove something from it that will spoil. I mean, that's only common sense is what they're trying to do. And then in place of what can spoil, and the things that spoil the quickest in food, once it's been picked off of a vine or a tree or out of the ground or the branch or bush or whatever else, the most valuable aspect of that for our own nutrition is the first thing to go bad, which is why, you know, we try to eat things in their season. And as far as processed foods are concerned, then those things are kind of removed or neutralized during the processing to put it in a box, a bag, or a can so that then it has months and months of shelf life. And the more our food choices come from that source, the more malnutritive our bodies are going to be.
So in this overview, they cite noodles, sugary drinks, frozen meals. Even two cookies can affect your health.
Yeah.
All right, so let's fast forward into this blueberry thing that we have a couple of seconds to talk about. Blueberries, why not eat blueberries instead of whatever somebody's making as a blueberry pill?
Well,
right?
Either a blueberry pill or some kind of memory pill or some kind of Alzheimer preventive pill. The European Journal of Nutrition had a study recently published that older adults, even with mild to moderate dementia, who just drank the anthocyanin, that's the chemical that's so important, had improvements in memory and speech. The best thing to do is to eat these blueberries or any other bluish-purple food as the right stuff for cognitive function.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, good day health.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.